is the Morning News Express here on WFMD. 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Bob and Ryan getting you through the morning.
Complete shocker, Bob, that Simone Biles, the one thing that I noticed on her face was just a look of almost like this was expected. Didn't see the emotion, and I'm not questioning how hard she's trained and fought to get to the Olympics, but I am questioning the level of dedication right now that she has to the country, to her team, and to her sport. She was devoid of any emotion yesterday at the press conference, and that really surprised me.
Just maybe that was just a relief on her part. Here's my big question, and that is, so if she feels this way, then she should be on a plane home, right?
Right.
She should know, you know, and oh, is she going to compete in the individual events, or is she done? You know, she pulled out of the team event saying it wasn't, you know, I was watching it yesterday. And I really do believe that NBC went back and redid some of that audio because they made this whole big thing about her being so stressed and how hard she's worked and all the weight of the world is on her shoulders. And then this happened. So somehow I believe they went back and redid some of that. But that's just me.
What, you mean altered the interview?
They didn't alter the interview. They altered the competition beforehand.
Okay.
You know, because we already knew it. They didn't play it until the evening. And so, you know, and Mike Tirico comes on and goes, it's 9 o'clock here this morning, and here's what's going to happen. This is what transpired, blah, blah, blah. And we'll obviously, we all know what happened with her, and we'll get you right out there to have them give you the call. And they get right into, well, she's really not been herself lately. She's really not done this. You can see this, and you can see they pulled out all her mistakes and showed how stressful it was on her. And then, you know, she does this. And, I don't know. I think that if she's that stressed, then there should be no individual competition, and she should just jump on a plane and come home and be done with it. If it's that stressful, I mean, walking around now, you know, stress free, just chatting it up with all the other athletes and stuff. No, come home. You're done.
Yeah. She posted on social media Monday that she felt the weight of the world on her shoulders. The weight became too heavy after vaulting during the team trials. Also, the one thing I really think that we should be focusing in on is mental health. This is the second prominent athlete in the last few weeks to complain that they are going through a mental health crisis, so to speak. Naomi Osaka withdrew from the French Open, much to the chagrin of a lot of people in the media and some tennis players. She was captured on the front of the Sports Illustrated. She said the pictures were taken a year earlier. Who knows? And now Simone Biles conveniently using, in my opinion, mental health as an excuse not to perform at the highest level. To me, it's destroying people that really deal with mental health issues. It's making it much more difficult for them to get treatment.
Look, and I'm not saying that she didn't have some problems. I'm not, you know, and we're not inside of her head, and we understand that. But, you know, she's not the first superstar athlete to probably have doubts about her abilities, her capabilities, but, you know, she trained for it. I mean, you know, so what good coaches do we have? That's the other thing, is that, you know, do we not have like the biggest and the best and the brightest people going through this? Does she not have on her team a sports mentalist, some kind of a doctor, somebody to walk her through that kind of stuff? And it would just seem so easy for her just to stop the team issue. And maybe there's something there that we should look into, that, you know, maybe she's more about herself than the rest of the team. I don't know.
You mean a sports psychologist?
Yeah. I just know that Clay and Travis were talking about it, and they said, look, you know, what if Tom Brady did that? I mean, I know Tom's older, but I mean, he wasn't. What about, you know, Kobe Bryant in his heyday when he was a 20-something playing basketball? They did say that LeBron James would probably do something like that. But, you know, there's a lot of other athletes out there that kind of push through that mental part, and they let their training take over. It didn't happen here. And, you know, I'm not going to say, well, she's a fragile little girl, because she's not. But I'm hoping that her head is in the right place. But if it's not, then she needs to leave the Olympics. That would prove to me, look, this was a real issue in her head and not just that day. I don't expect her to come back and go, I'm ready, I'm good to go, all forgiven.
Where are her teammates? Where are her teammates to speak out against this? If you're one of her teammates and you've worked hard for, you know, a number of years to get to a point where you can compete with Russia for the gold, and the number one gymnast in the world bows out, what are you thinking? Do you feel like you're being left high and dry? Do you excuse the behavior because it's part of the culture now?
If this is an issue that is underlined, then the sports psychologists for the United States Olympic team are not doing their proper job. And, you know, she needs to go home and get herself well. And maybe her career is over. Maybe all the endorsements are over. All that stuff should be over. I mean, if that's the situation, I feel for her. I want her to get mentally stronger and mentally healthier. And she needs to step away and walk away, go home. And, you know, then we'll all applaud her because, you know, I just expect she comes back for the individuals. And that would really upset me.
Isn't this a microcosm of what's happening in society, though? Her attitude and her outlook on mental health, isn't that what a lot of people are projecting out of sports? We've heard of kids having to use safe places and spaces. Katie talks about it all the time at the University of Alabama, how young students have safe, quiet places to go to get away from the quote-unquote stressful atmosphere that sometimes college can provide. Is this a microcosm of what's happening and a larger kind of a preview of things to come, Bob? Has she set a precedent for athletes now who feel, quote, off their game or not themselves or who don't trust themselves? Now they can just duck out and quit and society's not going to hold them accountable. Yeah. That's not how life is. That's not how life goes.
Well, on the flip side of that, and I've said this, we're not mental health experts here, and you know, we put a lot of pressure on these kids, and she's been under pressure since she was probably, you know, a prepubescent teen, and just because of her talent, so much has been put on her shoulders, and sometimes the weight of the world, we expect that for people like, you know, presidents and stuff, and military leaders and our military, but this is a gymnast, and, you know, Did we put too much pressure on her, and does it finally just make her bend and break? And, you know, so again, I just wish nothing but the best for her health. And but, you know, I think her competition should be done. I mean, that's a lot on a kid. She's a kid. And we forget that. I mean, even though she's 24, I think she is, she's still a kid. And at 24, I was still thinking about going, down to the Woodsboro Inn, grabbing a beer every night. So, you know, the pressures of her winning an Olympic medal and, you know, having the world look at her as the best and the greatest of all time. That's an awful lot to ask of a kid. And, but she's an Olympic athlete.